You know what? We got a mess out there. We got a lot of problems, but we have a God who can work in us when we work together to solve them. And that's kind of our focus today. So we're gonna shoot right on down. Sam, you can take us down to Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, that slide. And I want to praise God for our tech team. I know Cindy and our tech team just working overtime today to make things work. And keep right on going down, Sam. It's slide number 9, if that helps you. And we have a long service, and now we have two preachers. Can you imagine? So we're going to be quick, but we're going to share a little before that, Sam. Slide number 9 it is. Upwards. Yeah, keep coming down. That's it. There it is. So let's just pray and ask God to speak to us as we kind of tie this all up today. Lord God, we love you. We love your word. Father, we love your Holy Spirit. And Father, we love the fact that in you, Lord, we can have victory. And I want to pray, Lord, that you would just speak to our hearts together, Lord, as we look at your word. Father God, there is an answer to these problems, and it is Jesus and us working together. And I ask that you would just work in our hearts now as we just digest these thoughts. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so you guys, fasten your seatbelt. Right? We're going to preach quick if you can listen quick. So here's the deal. We want to stop back. You know, we talked about the last couple of weeks, by the way, in Good News and at First Baptist. There is a giant mess at Jerusalem, right? The walls have been knocked down. It's been burned. It seems like a hopeless situation. When we hear about the issues facing the black community, maybe it seems like a hopeless situation. When we talk about the other communities, it might seem hopeless. When we look at our world and we watch the news, it seems like there's no answers. But what I would say to you today, that there is a God of heaven who controls all things and is able to empower us as his people to make the changes that are necessary until Jesus comes and fixes everything. And I want to share the big thought today. I want you all to focus in for a second. Notice as we look at this slide, this is the beginning of chapter 3. Chapters 1 and 2 are all about the mess, the problem, Nehemiah's prayer, you know, Nehemiah's passion as he conveyed it to others. And by the way, the others got the idea. And that's what I want all of us to do today is get the idea that we're a part of the answer. We're a part of the building and the rebuilding process that God wants to do. And I'm just going to read this verse. It says, then Eliashib, the high priest, and get this in your mind. What did he do? Read it with me. He did what? He rose up. He didn't sit down. He didn't say, woe is me. He didn't say, I quit. He didn't say, I'm running. He said, we're going to rise up. And by the way, he was a leader. Not all the leaders rose up, but the priest did. And you know what? We are priests. By the way, every one of us is part of the priesthood of being a believer in Jesus Christ. And God's saying to us, rise up. Rise up, by the way, to win people to Jesus Christ, to be a positive impact in our world, to change things, to give people hope, and to give them eternal life. And he says, rise up. So it says, Eliashib the priest rose up with his brethren, the priest, and they built the sheep gate, and they consecrated, they dedicated it, and they hung the doors, and they built it as far as the Tower of 100. And they consecrated then as far as the Tower of Hananel. And next to Eliashib, the men of Jericho built, and next to them, Zachar, the son of Imri, built. Everybody look up. Get this in your minds. There's two words that jump out. What are they? Next to, next to, next to, next to. Because it's not one person that's going to fix it all. It's too big. By the way, Jerusalem, you know, at maybe on a minimalist view, might have been around 2 miles to fix all the walls, and it might have been closer to 3 or 4 in a maximalist view. We're not quite sure what that is. But you know what? They rose up together, and they stood together. And you know what? When you fix the issues in your family, in your church, in your community, it helps my family and my church and my community, right? They rose up and they built together to make things work. And Pastor Ansu's going to talk about the next slide.
Quickly, can we just go to slide E? And while we're getting there, there are a lot of folks who were building this wall. They were from different backgrounds. They have different gifts, different ethnicities, different identities. And they were focusing on one task, of building this wall. Go back. Keep going. And they will focus on one fact of building this wall. And as Pastor Gary said, the word next kind of appeared about 15 times in Nehemiah chapter 3. So it kind of draw my attention that about 15 times this particular word was mentioned. And what does it mean? That as they built, they were not far from each other. They were together, arms in arm. They were yoked together in the ministry in order for this work to be completed. They didn't care if you were from another geographical background. They didn't care if you have another identity. If they didn't care what trait you had. But the mindset was to work together. There was much work to be done. And by utilizing their time together, not concerned about which class you belong to or what work you did, they motivated each other. They came from all walks of life. Now, there were 47 names mentioned in Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 1 to 32. 47 names mentioned. But they all came together as one. And as a church, if we all can come together as one, our broken world, our broken nation, we are the one can rebuild the walls of our nation, the walls of our church, the walls of our lives. And that's what Nehemiah did in chapter 3. And we can learn from that because why? The Holy Spirit has equipped us with different gifts that we can come together as one body in Christ. You know, the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 says, whatever your hands finds fit to do, do it. I'm paraphrasing, say, do all with your might. Don't think about the next person, what kind of job they are doing or how they're doing it, but do it with your might in the name of the Lord. And like Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, 11 to 13, and Romans chapter 12, he said, everyone is part of a body that needs Christ. And since Christ is the head of that body, we all work together as one. Not the head different from the legs, the legs different from the arms, but we all function as one body in Christ. And that was the connection between among these builders. They were connected. They were yoked together. They didn't care about who was doing what and who was doing what position they had, but they all worked together. I'm going to stop here and Pastor Garrett will close because I don't want to hold you up tomorrow.
So I know y'all were saying, they're never going to be able to do this. We're going to be here all day. But you know what? I just want to leave you with one last thought. Think about the excelling power of unity in Jesus Christ. Like Ansu said, doesn't matter where we came from, doesn't matter what we look like. I like to use this phrase, doesn't matter what our earth suit is. Doesn't matter what that is. It matters that we are all one in Christ. We are redeemed. We are empowered by His Spirit. And God, by the way, didn't say go and rest up. God said go out and make a difference. Make disciples. Make a difference. And I want to encourage you with that today. Our team is going to come back. And they're going to help us close out our service today with, and we'll understand it better. There's a lot I don't understand right now, but one day we're going to understand it better. So team, come and just share with us that song as we close up.